Books and Arts. Book Review. 18th Century Courtship. An Inept Pygmalion. How to Create the Perfect Wife by Wendy Moore.
Wendy Moore, a British historian, is developing a nice line in non-fiction 18th century marital horror stories. Wedlock, her previous book, followed the misfortunes of a certain countess at the hands of her abusive husband, who gets his comeuppance to the cheers of every reader. Now, in How to Create the Perfect Wife, the man in question is not so obviously a villain, and the woman never actually becomes his wife. But he certainly comes close, and she escapes by the skin of her teeth. Though less ripping than Wedlock, this story is told with gusto. At its centre is Thomas Day, a complex man. Heir to a large fortune, he abhorred fashionable society, denied himself every luxury, and gave to the poor. He belonged to a group in Lichfield known as the Lunar Men, who believed in political reform and the rights of man. An early abolitionist, in 1773, he wrote a poem with his friend John Bicknell called The Dying Negro, which caused an anti-slavery sensation. Day was socially inept and uncouth, his hair unkempt, but he was generally admired for his honesty and idealism. Apart from the bad hair, what's not to like? Alas, Day had a problem with women. He courted them, got engaged, but they all balked at the altar, unable to stomach his fierce virtue. Like his favourite philosopher, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, he blamed society for corrupting man's innate goodness. What Day needed was someone young and unformed, a Galatea to his Pygmalion. With Bicknell, he hatched a scheme to solve his problems. They went to an orphanage, pretended to need a girl apprentice, picked out the prettiest and made off with her. Then they did it again at another orphanage. Anne and Dorcas, aged 12 and 11, became Sabrina and Lucretia, and began, without realising it, an educational programme designed to fit them for the role of Mrs. Day. Unfortunately, the programme involved some violence, as Rousseau believed in teaching fearlessness by way of pain and terror. Having chosen Sabrina, once the girls hit puberty, Day worked to toughen her up by dripping sealing wax on her skin, standing her up to the neck in a lake — she couldn't swim — and shooting bullets at her skirts. The whole experiment failed. Each girl rebelled. Lucretia married a draper and Sabrina married Bicknell. The story does not end there, but as far as Day is concerned, it has been told before. The real discovery here is Sabrina and her background. Some of the most fascinating parts of the book are about the foundling hospitals and orphanages of the period, and the unhappy mothers who gave up their babies to them. Ms. Moore has combed the orphanage's archives, read the forms for each baby, and seen the tokens left with them. A single earring, a piece of fabric, a playing card torn in half, in the hope of a future reunion. Sadly, stories of mothers rediscovering long-lost children were rare, the stuff of plays and novels.